You have now entered the Mixtape Addict Show, broadcasting every day with the French Connect, DJ King Flo.
DJ King Flo. Mixtape Addict.
I'm not passion is in stasis. Profession is in danger. Went from effortless to questioning my major. A veteran in this independent venture. Any second they could play affection. In the next record they disgrace you. I'm trying to vent truth. Jitters I'm feeling before any show. Ain't nothing compared to when my rent's due. On the mic I'm finna end you. Provoke a room full of hopeful youths. Then show and prove, then explode the booth. Your indistinct roles will dissipate. You'll finish on my incomplete goals. Just trying to live in itself as a frenzy. Making these ends meet, falling victim to envious entries in my scroll of the Dead Sea. The chrome at your headpiece, deformative red meat. Barrel rolling till empty. Mind shoots out the atmosphere, then burns upon entry. I keep it 100 like the turn of the century. Nigga, what?
Step up if you wanna get hurt.
Sopranos don't get a cut, then you can't live. That shit I learned on my first state bid. I took a brick and broke it down to 8 bigs. And drove a triple that across the Golden Gate Bridge. Be smart, streets will swallow you if you're not. It's the difference from being popular and being hot. We put in work, then go to the hospital, see the ops, and let them know it's back popping as soon as they leave the dock. I'm used to bread, I'm super fed, exclusive breads. I'm suited in Givenchy stars, Medusa heads. I'm the best shit, the proof is here. These rap groups are scared, niggas is praying to make it through the year. I know the feeling of prison, just make it through your bed. Back when my only objective was make it to the kids, they witnessed it. We been this man, ex-coke stretchers. VIP full of Hublots and Rolexes.
Cream up, the money long, my team's up. My queen bee in the honeycomb, she prenup. I'm linked up with them killer bees, them wings up. Midas King Touch, hey y'all hoes, I'm King Just. Jesus, what you hearing is genius. That pro map, they can protest or bring cups. I cleaned up, but still ain't pulling my jeans up. In fact, whole closet is straight, just like my jean cut. Ain't got to tell you, the flow is clever. I'm cold as ever. I'm cold whether you want to sweat it or want a sweater. No Cinderella, beyond starve, I'm interstellar. My pen is better, if not, pick up my pen and tell her. We bang whatever, the rain is tear, get umbrellas. They say we cocky, I mean Bukaki, now come get her. Hey RZA, who made the millions off that one seller? And even better, who made the millions off one letter? Back in my bag like dime bags from Palmetto. My arm ghetto, dirty ratchet, I palmetto. It's like I'm smoking a square down, I'm Carmelo. No, I'm holding my square down, I'm Carmelo. Y'all yellow, putting work, but y'all jello. My arm strong, I handle balls, let y'all pedal. We not friends, you can't relate, we not kin. The one that's next to nothing, I'm top 10.
Yo, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's a Wu-Tang emblem. From the Baker Clan unit, and my pen is the pillar. Camouflage wore a jacket, and the corners we bend them. I'm a street disciple, nigga, straight to hell, and we send them. Hold up, let me introduce the pedigree. Al Pacino on the rocks with the Hennessy. Don't aggravate my cheetah pistol, practice sacred geometry. Pardon me, I'm from the club that your pappy be. Spanking niggas on the track, come and body me. I mean a wordplay, a threat, no camaraderie. One bullet in the slump, that's a lottery. Copy me. I'm in the physical, I break it down. Super motivation, I will separate your jaw from your face. Segregation, I will demonstrate the power of the night. The revelation, the beginning of the end, will complete the formulation. So the smoke from the barrel trigger deep meditation. Understand the situation when the bullet leave the chamber. Enter in your long, deadly penetration. Put a nigga body up with trash, 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 trash.
Freestyle Friday, we back, nigga. We mixtape.
Yeah. Imagine if Jesus Christ was gangbanging, sliding with the seraphim, shot the son of Satan. So the narrative is niggas still be niggas, what I'm saying, but I'm trying to save them.
Talk too long.
Your last breath on abbreviation. Your boy Pen dragging the round table. Ops come around and get found like first eight able. Stay stable, the colonizers are coming back. See 100 gorillas versus the illest rapper. The snap shit is surreal. Come on. I spit pentagrams and chicken feet. Bob a leg by energy, rum and centipedes. Niggas think a soul cap and get laid at Gethsemane. Left his family with a couple of coins and recipes. Fuck them. They honor your flow in mausoleums.
Dead, nigga.
My phonetics progressive with no ceiling.
Out of here, shit.
My feelings are black and the mist sealing. You need the leaf village and hand signs to seal me. No need for an image, see this the real me. Chill, B. Shit, I woke up like this. The flow clean, but the fingertips filthy. You might catch the javelin. I hope you bought your field cleats. Next
word to Frederick Douglass, beloved.
Come on. Niggas have no idea what's in the cupboard. I'm whipping out the Wolfgang Puck's, the chef's supper. Word mother, I'm New York like baby Bubba.
DJ
something for your loss. Your boy been going off every Friday, new packs. Most rappers ducking sauce. Me and Defeater started from scratch. The fuck you niggas on? If you think I might relax, you wrong. I was raised.
Come on, man. I come from the era of blowing cartridges.
Nintendo, niggas cooking crack in the cottages.
Brownstone,
deuce, deuce, long, loose cartridges.
These niggas getting shot, shot, shot.
Yo, this Contagious Funk. You now listening to my new single, No Way Out, on the Mixtape Addict Show with DJ King Flo. From France to the U.S.
They got me cuffed up, chained up, shackles on my feet, hard to stand up. Next to someone else from the waist up.
DJ King Flo,
got me kicked up. They got me locked up, and there's no way out. Gonna need a lawyer, cause there's no way out. Got me in these chains, and there's no way out. Got the now bail, so there's no way out.
They got me cuffed up.
In the cat, 23 locked in on suicide watch. Attempt a murder charge, trying to have a nigga ride. Cause I'm facing 25 and a lawyer need a knot. Judges in cahoots with the lawyers and the cops. Building up a case, I ain't talking about a box. Need a law library, tees and some socks. Need out this jumpsuit, need some sweats and a hot pot. Chow not enough by 10, stomach rumbling. Ribs under gate, so my brain not functioning. Hard to get sleep, I see you on a beat. I'm tired of head counts and these damn thin sheets.
They got me locked up. No way out. Gonna need a lawyer, cause there's no way out. Got me in these chains, and there's no way out. Got denied bail, so there's no way out.
They got me cuffed up.
Money like his cousin wanted me the money. Got him bleeding, running. Pray the East nigga, the beef below me. If we felony, then it's clap before the matrimony. Bag these rappers on them, half don't know them, so they trash and phony. I took a trip to Montreal, then I grabbed a pony. Looked up in the stash for a stab or a black mask. Your rap's trash, type folded up in black bags. Tossed around like dead body, closer to a lead probably. I lay up homie, I come army, no sleeping insomniacs. Hold a reefer, but when they creeping with people in Pontiacs, I'm a product, my mother praying. Hope I switch narcotics, mama. It's only reefer, I think Keisha like to sniff the powder. With different fathers come the blood of the shit that's inside us. I'ma hustle big, my shipment for sighting. Told you I was different, now skip the dividing. Come to cripple a giant faster than niggas that's dying. Yo, it ain't floss, it's just larceny killer, yeah. 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 It ain't floss, it's just larceny killer, yeah, yeah. It ain't floss.
DJ King Flo, mixtape addict.
Voiture blindée, Napoléon noir, Toussaint l'ouverture, fin de la dictature, Magnum sous la ceinture, élections teintées, ils ont rempli les burnes, pour financer leur guerre, ils ont dealé de la drogue dure, ensuite ils nous ont traités d'ordures, beaucoup de traîtres, la traite des noirs où ils ont craché sous nos ancêtres, et notre des gangs de gangsters reflètent seulement leur système, pauvreté criminalisée, nous mettent des disquettes, histoire effacée, dossiers brûlés et classés, les élites démasquées quand leur flux d'argent disparaît, on fait attention au placement de pions, tous ceux qui parlent fort, ils arrêtent leur ascension. Dans leur colonie, ils ont pillé la main d'œuvre et les matières premières. Quand ils aiment pas nos chefs, ils déploient leurs mercenaires. Solitaires, face à la violence policière, esclavage moderne, sauf qu'on n'avale plus vos somnifères. On reste solitaire.
It's automatic, my pencil leaded with ammo aiming. Ramble waiting and ready headed with camel painting. Deep cover like it's 98 with Pun and Joe. I leave them dead in the middle with riddles, pun and shows. Here we go, quick to show you rappers another level. Y'all just embezzle whatever face at the time and settle. Switch your bezel, watching the same hand working the clock. Carbon copies, not a single leader leading the flock. I put my city on like R.J. Barrett and Wiggins. I'm well deserving of the marriage receiving like Higgins. I never had a Scottie Pippen, I'll lift him besides. Decided ahead of fit and working on overdrive. And
under pressure. Underrated but always elevated. Try to hit my character, it cannot be assassinated. So let me break you down like old towns dilapidated. If you debated, then welcome to what you motivated. Yeah, you throwing shots, didn't hit a thing. Y'all be showing off rented diamond rings. There isn't a place for halfway crooks. Once you meet the rail, we can see it shook. Once you meet the rail, we can see it shook. There isn't a place for halfway crooks.
All I need is one shot to kill. Ready, just get real when I'm in that field. Pour me a glass like my wine on chill. But I'm coming with the heat like a propane grill.
Feel his soul up an ego. Sharp prophetic eyes telling his rhyme slicing evil. Lion heart courage with a crown feeling regal. Ruling our dominion with my kinsmen and my people. Still on that swivel cause them streets they you bleed you. Real recognized for the real sucker see through. Silence with the violence hit man status we move. Swift with the hits and eclipse for the sea. Stealthy in the dark as we clock on the beat food. Back up in the house with my spouse and my seed school. Grubbing off the lobsters, shrimp fish and pastas. Chilling in Mikasa. Back outside, fitting the ride to the stove. Eyes open wide for the ride off the go. Cadillac black, sitting back, riding clean. Peeping out the scene. Seen the Lord young and that was bumming up some change. On the other side, whole vibe looking strange. No time for the games, no time to be playing. So I grab what I need and slide back to the crib. Wait for the phone call to cash in.
All I need is one shot to kill. Ready, just get real when I'm in that field. Pour me a glass like my wine on chill. But I'm coming with the heat like a Michael and Crow.
DJ King Flow.
Get heavy when it's on top of ya. Trying to keep up with what's popular. I'm here to let you know now, ain't nothing stopping you. The rainbow so far away, you need binoculars. But just know when the rain fall, the sun is near. God created the sun wide so he could dry the tears. You got dreams and chase them. Got fears, erase them. Fake friends, replace them. Ain't no way you can take them, cause they gon' always want what you have. But what God made for you is only yours, so too bad. So perk up, let me see them teeth smile. What a beautiful child, it's like you fell from the clouds. When they tell you you can't do it, tell them you can. Put a pencil in your hand and draw up a plan. And if they still tell you no, stay cool as a fan. And come back and try it again.
Another stony adventure. Funky the grandma's adventures. You already know what it is, man. It goes, roll it up, light it up, 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 roll it up, light it up. The same, I am an artist, a poet penning poisonous paragraphs on parchment. Don't call hip-hop pop, this pop when he pop. Two cops so just stop and listen to this raw shit. Got a complex, but getting complex. I've never been more awake, I'm conscious. My labyrinth's a laboratory, constantly concocting combos of vowels and consonants, it's gospel. Raw shit. Back to the marathon, coming at you live from the dirty rotten apple core. High as the Matterhorn, I'm a human asteroid. Here to revert the planet back to Jurassic Park. Sound the battle horn. Whole catalogs like Asimov off of Adderall. Attaboy, I'm in a 10-gallon cowboy hat on an atom bomb. No stopping over Babylon, turn your hazards on. Go, roll it up.
Got cameras every 20 feet. Body count rises with the summer heat.
DJ King Flow.
Whoever isn't hungry simply doesn't eat. Whatever pack we put out, that's the one to beat.
Mixtape
Addict. Got cameras every 20 feet. Body count rises with the summer heat.
Yo.
never leave a crib without my strap, and most expensive is watch. It's like my sister's been shocked days since I've been shot. Godfather, it ain't hard for camera lenses to spot. Two-way baller, Jamal Crawford, off the bench, I've been hot.
That's a Kodak.
While y'all got spoon fed, I got a fishing with them numbers and watched. I bloom late like hibiscus in the summer, huh? Bank accounts and whips, I know what the feds after. I pose but don't smile for the pics like the feds snapped them. Damn. We can meet at thy whip and make the molecules,
make
moist.
The molecules moist.
You know the rendezvous point was the barbecue
was
joint.
The barbecue
I even served blind fiends that bought the product through choice. They whistle, just shell back, they gotta follow
they
your
gotta
voice.
Follow your
I
voice.
Beat them at their own game, I know some fellas that tried it. But at our level as convicts, it was never accomplished. Think ahead but be modest, to the better your conscience. So many cameras in the crib, they think I sell electronics. Butch.
Plug got cameras every 20 feet. Body count rises with the summer heat. Whoever isn't hungry simply doesn't eat. Whatever pack we put out, that's the one to beat. Plug got cameras every 20 feet. Body count rises with the summer heat.
You know what time it is, don't you?
DJ King Flow.
I said you know what time it is, don't you? Look, I'm about to drop a gem, pull on your block and spin. I got that automatic yapper that'll chop your limbs. I'm old school, I'm still copping Tim's. The chopper got the blue eyes on the beam. Who let Frank Sinatra in? I'm thinking deeply like I'm Dr. Ben. All you hear is guns cocking and popping. Sound like I'm Waka Flocka twin. Sword is still razor sharp, I never dropped a pin. The punches that I'm dropping feel like you inside the boxing gym. I done murdered your top 20 though, let's not pretend. I made most of them wanna quit before I got the 10. If I don't get to do nothing else, then I got the win. I'm locking in. Picture Darth Vader rocking Chewbacca skin. Cranberry on the rocks with a vodka blend. Let's celebrate. I made it to the top, but this is not the end. Let me tell you something now that they cannot defend. Forget them diamonds. Niggas ain't shining if it's not within.
The flow gutter, braved up like no other. A Yankee fitted hot 16 and some cold butters. No fair monsters, I'm a ghostbuster. My cannon spit sharp like Shannon Mad. I skipped the way that drum stutter. I gotta get at least one off, that's crazy. That's the Dillinger who I was, that I pray about daily. My big back a tree, got half these rappers mad at me. The way I eat whack MCs like I spend nights in Little Debbie's factory. Now all this talk like what this church boy gon' spit about. A grenade in the booth, pin him out, then I spit it out. Break tracks like staring columns on no Hondas, boy, I'm spinning out. Grind your favorite rappers, flesh to fresh burgers, I'm in and out. My only cares, family and God. Bikes and fast cars and beat mics with sticky hands dipped in glass shards. Dirty bakers like a pay, now that's boss. Flow so sick, speed of a whip, guaranteed to leave a bad scar. Heavy verse I ever wrote, the source will want a quote. Covered by Holy Ghost, I want all of the holy smoke. Collect the checks while you rap, it's just joke. That guy Ike, now blazing the high track. Yeah, that's a joke.
Outlaw, diamonds no flaw, my niggas lawless.
DJ
Gunslingers, no dead ringers, the red beamer. Kungalingus from the Hollis, triple car garages.
Mix
the house is
it
out in Charlotte. I call it how I see it. Shot caller, this hot water. Shots of repo. Shop for cars in August. Rappers dodging repo. Book the sweets, nothing sweet though. This one for the books. No leaky faucet at the audits. I'm one with the crooks. Innocent, my shit legitimate. I know what to keep. Wanna get rid of shit. Cigarette boats and chicks, friends with benefits. Luncheons, benefit brunches. Eggs, Benedict. The steak was nice and marble. You niggas Benedict Arnold, it's been a ton luggage. Hundreds in the zipper part, this a missing art. I pray my nigga get his case dismissed. Make the list and then it's cake to get. Bahama mamas, the Bahamas, that's a basic trip. Balenciagas on my off day, I'm wasting fits. Fuck a flick, I'm flipping. Some niggas get love, some niggas get mad. No matter what, me, I get the chicken. That's a love language, a safe space, rest haven. The snub is stainless. Don't be dead and famous. Get shot, become a trending topic. Niggas gotta stop it. I'm way up, everything below is microscopic. The fly.
The trade files go for seventh where they stay at. The market share a whole lot smaller, that's where the wave at. More money, less police, and I'm okay with that.
DJ
I cut
King
off
Flo.
The hand that bit me, he couldn't wave back.
Mix
listen up
it
close, so that's the same spot where Gray's at like Donald. Ounce of coke with like the head of Arnold. Shit flashing like Carnival. Trinidadian or Jamaican. Fat as shit, back to the hotel, I'ma take her in. Can you believe I made 100,000 off my cadence? She almost threw a flagrant, told me Wagyu was her favorite. Fuck around and get your dumb ass shot, thinking I'ma play with anybody since I was a young boy, still on the same shit. Fame grip, smaller niggas biting, I'm very painless. Freak bitch, walk around with a plug in the anus. Just watch your back, niggas dangerous. Living for nothing, whatever you got, they wanna obtain it. Crash dummy, niggas shouldn't stay in the same lane.
DJ King Flow.
Okay.
You turn me up in the headset.
Mixtape addict.
Some blood on your hands, huh? You got some blood on the stands, huh? You got some blood on your hands, huh? My God. You got some blood on your hands, huh? You got some blood on the stands, huh? You got some blood on your hands, huh? My God. War torn, is what they say. It's the land of the mother, brothers, and DJs. Let's uncover why there's lovers of this magical place. Yeah, you like a tomb that's encased. Foundation of a nation the world can never replace. Whether it's the minerals or pinnacle, from warrior spirits like generals, spiritual folk, yeah, prophetic like once wrote. Unanswered language, hieroglyphics, visual quotes. Like graffiti, it's epitome of angels that float. Golden era like a dynasty, prophecy of dope. Yeah, the beauty that we beat in the bongos for con. I'm speaking real slow, so you know I could be the man for the Sudan, huh? You got some blood on your hands, huh? You got some blood on your hands, huh? My God. You got some blood on your hands, huh? You got some blood on the stands, huh? You got some blood on your hands, huh?
DJ King Flow, mixtape addict.
Yeah, man. You know we here, bro. You know we gonna start this shit up, man. With the homie Simple MC today. You know what I'm saying? It's been a long time since we talked together. You know what I'm saying? The Mixtape Addict Show, a few years. He's in the building. You know we connecting the dots from France to the U.S. as we like to do. So how you doing, my man?
Been good, man. Been really good. You know, excited about some of the music that I've been working on, and like really excited to finally get this stuff sort of rolled out. It's been in the works in the background for a few years now. So
yeah, man, you've been working, and you know the tradition in Mixtape Addict, man. I've asked you this before, and I think I know the answer too, but you gotta tell me, bro. Who is your all-time favorite DJ?
I told you last time it was Scientist, and it's still Scientist, man.
Yeah.
The dude's just nasty. He's nasty with it, man. But you know, there's also I'd like to shout out all of the DJs, man. They're kind of like, you know, and they're the backbone of all of this rap shit. You know what I mean? Even. You know, Scientist is he's a superstar, man. He, like, his cuts and his blends, I mean, everything is nasty with it. But I'm talking about even, like, these little, like, local showcases. A lot of times the DJ is the first person that gets there at the venue, loads the equipment, does the sound check, supports all the rappers, and then is, you know, still has to break everything down and transport it. So, you know, big shout outs to all the DJs.
Yup, man. And do you think, like, DJs are still important in today's music industry or not?
Okay, so I think that they're crucial. I see more and more, you know, because I'm doing all these years doing like a lot of like independent showcases and then all the way up to like big, huge productions. It seems more convenient for the artists to have sort of like a pre-programmed playlist, stuff that, you know, sometimes they got their background vocals in it. Sometimes it's just, okay, this track, this track, this track. It's cool. I get it. but it doesn't have the same element as the interaction of like a live DJ on it. You know what I mean? Like the same musicianship, the same, like, it's just like a band. You know what I mean? Once, you know, the band, like a band's playing, you're reading the drummer, you're reading the bass player, everything is communicating together. And then that goes into what the audience receives, you know? So it's always been important to me, to have some sort of element of a live performance in a live performance.
Of course. And you can go back and forth with the DJ, you know, like talk to him, give him, you know, signs, you know what I'm saying? Because you work on your show before, you know. It's important, like you said, it's like working with a band, and it's part of the culture, you know. Like, it, when you go see a dope hip hop show, it's cool to have musicians, you know. I love it too, but a dope DJ, that makes the difference.
Yeah, it's like it really is, man. It like glues all of the sounds together. So when you go from this song to the next song, when we stop, when we take a backspin in the track, I mean, it's just all. It's impossible really to do that with pre-programmed performances. Although, like, the biggest productions, you know, some of the biggest productions in the world, that's what they're doing now. It's like, some of these, big award shows and stuff like that, you know, it's like, well, where's it's hip hop. And I know it's hip hop in there, but where's the DJ? You know what I'm saying? And it's like, and it's kind of like, I don't know, man, it's in a lot of ways, it's just, to me, it's an element that's sort of faded from hip hop. And with scientists, it's like, why not bring some of like the best I know in the world, like to reincorporate that whole atmosphere, you know? Yep, what I mean?
Yep.
With the cuts, with, you know, a lot of like call and response stuff, you know. And when we worked on this project, man, a lot of it was, it was the videos, the black and white videos that you see, that was actually never meant to be a full performance of the album. Like, that was only like, you know, our schedules are so crazy. It was like, we were in the same place at the same time. It was like, let's get together. Let's play the tracks. Let's go through them. Let's find out where we're going to put cuts and which cuts we're going to use. And when we got together, like, well, let's just practice this thing. And my homie filmed it, and we performed the whole album in one take, man. It was like,
nice,
front to back. And I mean, you'll see that we're doing that on, that'll be out on YouTube in a few days.
Mm-hmm.
But even continuity, man, watch the video. It's like the beginning of it, because it was, my man didn't have AC at his house where we recorded. So the beginning of it, it's like, we're, you know, I'm in a shirt. But the end of it, man, it's like you see the sweat and
uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
It's like the Hustle and Flow movie.
Yeah. We were out, in South Carolina in the summer, man. So we were sweating it out. But there was a couple times I would stumble over a word here and there. Scientists nailed all the cuts. I mean, it was like surgical. And my man happened to be recording it. So we're like, well, let's just do a recording, you know, so he could check levels and things like that. But ended up being like, wow, we're just going to let it stick, man. And we're going to put this thing out as, a one taker. You know, I got a dude that was involved in the industry stuff for years, and was advising me against doing that. He's like, nah, don't do this one take stuff, man. You got to go in, you got to blah, blah, blah. And you got to, you know, but sometimes lightning does strike one time, and it's like, that's, you got to catch it and run it.
Yeah, man. Yep. And tell the people, you know, how did you guys link up together? You know, you and DJ Scientist.
Well, we're both, it's kind of like a big fish in a small pond, man. Like, we're both in South Carolina. He's in Greenwood. I'm in Greenville. And he's had a long-standing history. He had a radio show. He's worked with, aside from Yin Yang Twins, Bubba Sparks. I mean, he's got a crazy resume. And then over the years, I developed a pretty crazy resume. We had a lot of friends that were a lot of mutual friends. So we kind of knew of each other. Probably about 10 years, we met at a birthday party. He was playing records probably for like 15 people. and was just tearing it up for like 15 people. Mm-hmm. You know, I was one of them. We linked, and I'm like, you know, hey man, it'd be cool to get you out of, you know, one of these shows that I do. And I told him I was playing shows around the country at that point. And so, you know, almost every time I'd hit him up, like every time I'd go on tour, I'd send him all the tour dates, anything you could make. And it's like, oh, I'm not really available then and there. And then probably about 6 or 7 years, we opened up for Bone Thugs and Harmony. Nice. And he ended up being in town. So we're like, hey, let's do this. And so we ended up, the venue was being kind of funny about their budget with the whole thing. So I was like, man, let's just do one song. Let's, you know, not give them a whole set. Let's just do one song. And man, that one song, it was worth it, man. It was like the synergy was there, man. It was kind of even though that was the first time with he and I on stage, there was no rehearsal. He ran the song, the cuts, the back and forth, call and response we were doing. It was like, there was a synergy. And I was like, okay, this fits. You know what I mean? And then probably like a year and a half ago, I was on tour with Ari the Rugged Man. And I might have sent him dates for that too. Because again, I would just like, hey, if you can make it, you can make it. If not, whatever. But then he started sending me beats. And, you know, he's only been, as long as he's been DJing and all of his history in DJing, he's relatively new to production. So he's telling me, a while we ran into each other, he's like, yeah, man, I got beats for days. I got beats. And I was like, cool. And then when I was on tour with RA, he sent me one. And that ended up being my credentials. So, and then I just, everyone he sent me, man, we wrote that album in sequence. So it was like, he sent me another one. I was like, okay, that's the one. And I wrote to it. And, so our whole process, really, I mean, where we shot that video, was the last time he and I were together, and probably the first time he and I were together in years. So most of our stuff is like phone conversations, emails, texts. He'll send me a joint. I record it at home. I send it back to him. Because his, like I was telling you before for the interview, his schedule is absolutely insane. I mean, he's usually in town for a couple days at a time, and then he's flying out with Yin Yang Twins, 4 or 5 days a week.
Yeah, man. But that's so dope to see you guys together working on the album. Because, you know, the last time we talked together, I asked you who were your favorite DJ. You say DJ Scientist, and now you're making an album with him. So it's crazy, man. Yeah. It's super dope.
Yeah, it's all, I think certain things just have a way of like, of lining up in their own time, man. Mm-hmm. And, I've never tried to rush anything that I'm doing. I'm 47 now. And, even though I'm pushing the 50 side of things, these are some of the best songs I've ever written as long as I've been making music.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, hey man, I'm here. And, you know, and as long as he's been in the music business, this is his first release as a producer. So I'm also honored to be a part of that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's dope. But that's one for the history, man. One for the books. And if you had like three words to define the project, you know, for the people that's gonna listen to it very soon, what could you say?
I would say, first of all, sincere, / genuine, because, I mean, there's a lot of rap right now, man. It's like how it looks, you know, it's shiny, it's like flashy, it's bigger than life, you know what I mean? And that's not what we did with this. This is stripped back. This is even the reason why we did the whole thing in black and white. You know, cause Scientist, he's not like a rock star. It's like, you know, you would never know his skill set if he walked up to you in the grocery store. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And, you know, he's a real humble dude, man, until he gets behind them decks. And one of those words would be, you know, sincerity. I put honest songwriting behind it. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling my story as I lived it. Another word I'd put out there would be funky. Because man, it's like the reason I wrote to those songs, he has an ear, he's been DJing for so long, he knows what makes an audience move. So as he's selecting these samples, he's putting these tracks together. He already, I mean, it's like a summer barbecue, and or it's like, you know, some deep soul searching sort of like, you know, kind of like All the Money in the World. It was like, and it brought the lyrics out of me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I would say, you know, his ear and funky. That would be the second word. And you know, and the third one is kind of like, I don't even really like, I need to search the word, but I'll go ahead and describe the word, is kind of something it's feels like it's always meant to be. It felt like as I did these songs, they wrote themselves, man. And then as I'm listening to it, it's like the whole project together, it was like, man, this thing kind of already existed. It already existed back when I told you that he was my favorite DJ, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, and but then again, if had I worked with him at that time, I wouldn't be pulling all of the experiences that, you know, over the last 10 years, you know, in touring and hosting showcases and, you know, producing festivals and stuff like that. Yep. I wouldn't have had the life experience to bring into the songwriting, sure. You know, that's there now.
Yep. Everything happens, you know, at the right time in life, man. You got to get the right experience sometimes before you can let everything out, you know, really express yourself 200%. You know what I mean?
Definitely agree there. Definitely. I think that one of the, and I did this when I was younger, I felt like there were certain things I was so eager to, like, oh, this is popping, I need to get this out. And, you know, not really, you know, there was so many elements to understand as far as like, you know, songwriting and creating. That's one part of it. But then sort of putting it together in a way that's relatable to other people. You know what I mean? It's like I could sit here rap in my bedroom all day long, but that's not going to make somebody in their bedroom click on, hey, I want to hear this dude, what you got to say. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, you know, and all of those things take time to come together. And I think that one of the things with this is, as we're kind of doing this, getting into it, I already knew, I'm like, man, this is it's like writing a book. It's not like you know, throwing singles at, you know, get in, record something in the bedroom, upload it to SoundCloud or throw it on iTunes and Spotify. This felt like a special project, man, and it feels like and I don't want to, like, there's some artists out there that are still making great albums, but I feel like a lot of it is single driven. It's like, oh, I got this joint, I'm gonna throw this joint out, and then I got another joint this month, I'm gonna throw that joint.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're missing, man, is that sort of, like, you know, a novel, you know, a connection to, like, here's a, you know, like a Enter the 36 Chambers or 3 Feet High and Rising, or, you know, Things Fall Apart. These are things that you listen to from front to back, man. You got the album cover. It was a process of, like, you know, reading through the credits and the liner notes. And, you know, I want to bring that back, man. And I feel like people are ready for that, man. I think, just like I was saying earlier, I feel like hip hop is kind of worn itself out of the flashy and shiny things. Yep. Started doing that, you know, back in 2020. You start seeing real lyricists come back out to the forefront. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, it's been, you know, nothing but good things happening if you look at it, man. We just had a Slick Rick album that just dropped. We had an Ice Cube album. We had a Lloyd Banks album. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's coming back, man. People are coming back to the authentic hip-hop because they're tired of the bullshit. And we live in some fucked up crazy times now that people don't want to hear about the bling-bling, the money and the hoes. They want to hear something that they can relate to, you know, like somebody that maybe have the same problems in their lives. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because, I mean, the world is real, man, and all of us in the world are, like, connected, and especially at this like time and space, like, I never knew. I've read science fiction my whole life. I never knew that we would go through a global pandemic where everything was going to get shut down. And, you know, and where people have grown out of that, it's like we start seeing all of the little, you know, smoke and mirrors and carrots on a stick. And you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, like, yeah, people are over the bullshit. Yep. And there's some that like, yeah, it's perpetuated in this, and it's, but people, I think, are checking for it. And I think there was at one point, people used to call this type of hip-hop old school, but it's like, you don't call, like, rock and roll old school. Like, rock and roll is rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And, you know, you got heavier stuff, you got softer stuff, you know what I mean? But rock and roll is just rock and roll.
Yep.
And I feel like, you know, hip-hop is moving into... kind of an age of maturity. Yeah, there's open expression. There's always going to be like a party element. And man, you listen to my record, man, it's like there's plenty of joints where I'm just rocking the mic and we're just having a good time. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
But yeah, man, without that like stamp of authenticity on it, I feel like a lot of this stuff, a lot of the bullshit that's been like circulating and being perpetuated, you know, people are opening their eyes to like, you know, we got to make this music mean something more than it has.
Yep, for sure, for sure. And also one thing, man, that I like about your music is I remember the first time I heard your songs made me think about like the Beastie Boys or LP, you know what I'm saying? Like those type of vibe, little up-tempo hip-hop mixed with electronic vibes, trip-hop. You know what I mean? And you kept going into that lane, and I like that, you know, about you and your music, is that you know your lane, you know what you're good at, and you focus on that. And not everybody can say the same thing, because they all want to do a bunch of different shit.
Yeah.
You stay
and
in
I mean,
lane.
I think, man, it's like more and more, and we've been talking for a while, and honestly, man, the scientist stuff is just, it was classic boom bap, and I was actually been moving away from that, like, my own production and other producers I work with did have like a heavier, you know, electronic sound, and that's sort of where I was like leaning into. And it was like, I think that going into the stuff that scientists was sending me, it had me kind of going more into myself personally, like my own personal life journey. You know what I'm saying? It had me going more into like, you know, soulful stuff. And again, like I said, that's the samples that he's, the music and the vibes that he's sending me, you know what I mean?
Yep.
But I think, yeah, I mean, I think more and more like the electronic and dubstepy kind of stuff, that's gonna, it's crazy, man. It was almost like how many years we were talking, but it's about to be a trend thing. And not that it was like a trend to me, I'm just like grimy ass bass music, you know what I'm saying? But you know, but I feel like just yeah, everything has its time, man. And there's no, you know, good music, man. You listen to Jimi Hendrix, it don't matter how old it is, man. It's good music.
Yep. Good music is good music, man. Like, it can be old, new, whatever. And also one thing that I want to mention, you know, to the MCs out there. You know, even if you have a song that you think is old to you, it might be new to somebody else that never heard it. So keep pushing that. Just wanted
yeah,
to
man. Every
one,
yeah, know? No, that's absolutely, man. I think someone just told me the other day, it was like, oh yeah, this song, like I was, you know, 8-9 years old, you know, blah blah blah. It's like, yeah, but it's brand new to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like, if it's dope shit, it, like, to, and I fall on that shit myself too, man. Like I play a lot of live shows, and it's like, you know. Like, I get bored. I'm like, oh, man, I've been playing this every show. I want to switch it up. You know what I mean? But if it's a place I've never been before, they've never heard any of that shit. You know what I mean? So, and if it's, you know, at some point during the creation, we all stand behind what we're doing. We're proud. We're like, hey, man, I made this. And, you know, but then it's like it starts to, like, a few years go by, whatever. But, yeah, man, I feel like... you know, going along with the same, and nothing's got a time stamp on it.
Yep.
It's
for sure, man. And do you have any any advice, man, for the young upcoming MCs that may be listening to this interview right now?
I would just say, man, and when you're young, when I was young, I was spot forward, man. I was hungry, and I just wanted that opening. Give me, you know, let me run the ball. You know what I mean? And early on, I had a lot of crazy opportunities, man. I toured with Capadonna, Del the Funky, Homo Sapien, and there was a lot of those experiences I could have turned into more had I really, before I jumped all into that, really taken the time to organize what it was that I was doing. And, you know, being where I'm at now and looking back, I'm a lot more methodical with, you know, like I said, even just like putting the music out, but also selecting where it is that I go on tour, where it is that, you know, who it is that I tour with, you know, all of that. It's worth really studying the craft, studying, you know, artists that you see working and like, okay, how did this get to point A to point B? Shows like yours, man, where you can listen to these MCs on the come up and see, well, I took this step. I slept in a car or I fucking, you know, whatever. Like, there's bullshit that you've got to go through. And it's like, you can't have the accolades and be on like a certain pedestal without having gone through a lot of bullshit along the way. And everybody that's on those pedestals themselves, no, I mean, even like on a, like an independent tip, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they'll tell you, man, like one of the quick tour story, man, a few years ago, I did a tour with A Plus from Souls of Mischief and with Elder Sensei. And we went down the East Coast and one of the worst hotels I've ever seen in my life. We got booked at, and I don't want to throw anyone under the bus because it was an accident sort of happened. And, you know, people looked at the wrong type of review and they're like, okay, we got this hotel. But man, we pulled up. I was driving, and there was a car on blocks in the parking lot. The front window to the lobby was broken. Like, the glass was broken out. There was a mattress propping the door open. It was like, you know, and I had a nice system in the whip. So I was sort of just volunteered, like, right away. I'm like, I'm staying in my car. I'm going to sleep in the car tonight. And so we go in the room, and it was kind of like, this was all kind of sideways to begin with. But man, we went in the room, and I swear to you, they had a chair that was in the hotel room. It looked like someone had cut it open with a knife and bled all over the back of it. I have a picture that I got a picture. I had to take a picture of it. I'm like, you know, whatever. Nasty. Like, we obviously didn't stay there. We got another room was handled and, you know, the situation was worked out. But it's like, even at a level where you got, you know, there's always bullshit to, you know, sort of endure, overcome, and, you know, and the trade-off is, man, we get to do what we love for people that love it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it takes time it takes time to orchestrate on that. It takes time to learn the tack, learn the, I don't want to say politics because I hate the politics, but there's a certain respect going into things. You know what I'm saying? And it starts with your DJ and your sound guy.
Yeah,
you
man.
Know what I mean? Like, And like I said, play my shit, put my shit louder.
Hell yeah, bro. Real talk, man. We do the job, you know, like, we're keeping the culture alive, bro. Whether it's before, you know, it was on CDs, and after that, it's on the internet. And, you know, they went to war with the mixtapes, but we back on the radio, man. We never going to stop, my man. You know, they got to understand that. Hell yeah, bro. And, man, you know, it was so, so dope, man, to connect with you. And I know you have some fans, you know, worldwide, you know, all over the world, man. What could you say to them? And also, please make sure you mention where to get the copies of the vinyls, the project, where to listen, all that, man. Drop the info.
Really, man, the best place for right now is just to check us out on Instagram, on Facebook. Instagram works easy right now. So, you know, Simple MC, SYMPLEMCEE, and DJ Scientist, DEE, JaySciEntist. It's just that's what it is. A lot of we're putting these two songs on vinyl. I got my man So Soon and Benny Slice on Give Me a Dollar. They're not on the video. We added them, kind of rearranged the track, and so you're getting a new version of Give Me a Dollar. All of these are going to be on streaming services, July 21st. But we're actually ordering the vinyl this week. We had a bunch of people that kind of pre-ordered, got that process started, and like big ups to everybody that's helped us out with that. Now Freedom Music, label based in South Carolina, and my own brand Drop Science, kind of behind the pushing the vinyl. We're only doing 100, and like I said, we don't have a major distributor on or anything. So really, it's just like hit us up. And Scientist is on the road, and so if he's in your city and you want to catch a record, he's got a super busy schedule. But and if it comes down to me, we ship it to you. Whatever. I mean, it's sort of like I'm easy to get in touch with, man. Like all of my Simple MC. That's my YouTube. That's my Gmail. That's my, you know what I'm saying? And just hit me up direct, and you know I get you the record, man. I will say that when we did the pre-orders, we were doing them for $15 just, and that's gonna change as soon as we place that order, man. The numbers are going up, and yep. We only made 100, man. So
yeah. Are you going to sign every copy?
Try to, man. I'm gonna, and I just got a link with, like I said, Scientist has a crazy schedule, so it's a matter of like coordinating things, but yeah, I'd like to get these first 100, man. I'd like to get them signed.
Yeah, man, that's dope. You know, it's nice, man. It's coming back to that, you know, direct to consumer type stuff. People want to get a special link with the artist, and that's super dope, you know. So I encourage everybody that's listening, you know, the Mixtape Addict Show right now, make sure you go support the homie Simple MC. You know, we've been bumping his music for a few years. We connecting the dots, you know how it is, man. You know, South Carolina to France. We here, man. Do you have any last words, bro?
I want to thank Flix, the artist that put the cover art together. You know, we're going to work with him. I got a few other projects with Scientists. I kind of told you off camera, off the recording and stuff that we've been working on. I mean, this album is the beginning, and we're working on album number 3. So I also got some stuff I'm working on with my man Odd Pilot out of Maine, who is he's got a heavier sound. A few years ago we did a single called Take Me to Your Leader, the science fiction alien story, and we're following that up with a whole other project that's got, I don't even want to give it away, man, but we're working with the Odd Pilot stuff. The artist behind that is Vince Fontaine, who does a lot of Stu Banger stuff. He's done pretty much all Stu Banger stuff. So if you like familiar with like his cover art, so the Take Me to Your Leader, we did a rollout of t-shirts and all that stuff. This new project coming up, I'm really excited. I don't want to give anything away, but we've been working on the Odd Pilot stuff for a few years too. So
dope. And we'll be here, you know, to spin the records in the Mixtape Addict Show, man. We got this shit on rotation. You know how it is, bro. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, man.
Take care, man.